Hey, Tom Buell here. I hope December 26th is treating you well, the day after Christmas for many of my friends, and just another day for those who don't celebrate Christmas. But my question to you is, even though we're winding down the last days of this year, have you taken some time and asked yourself the sentence stem to this? Right now, currently, my weakest link is dot, dot, dot. What is your weakest link right now? Because the statement is true. We're only as strong as our weakest link. Now, it's a common statement, but if we really truly think about that picture, a vehicle pulling another vehicle and it has a chain attached from the head vehicle, the lead vehicle, to the vehicle that's being towed, and there's a chain, and each of those links are holding those two vehicles together. And the weakest link is the one that is going to break first, right? And that is what we all have. At any point in time, we all have where we are and where we're going, and we have the biggest constraint. The number one issue and concern that if we really were to look at our progress, this is the area that is our weakest link. Where is that for you? Right here, right now. And what can you do to ensure that it's not going to snap and leave all the progress behind? Basically, you know, what can be done to weld that thing or add something to it, right? If you saw it stretching apart, what could you do to get it closer together and put something around it to mend it? And it's different for each and every one of us on our journeys. And it's different each and every day, week, month. There can be a different weakest link. But it's always something of interest to take a look and see, okay, where is my weakest link? Where is my vulnerability at this particular point, and what can I do to strengthen that? So one thing comes to mind for me, and it's funny because this is one of my most important lessons that I learned years ago when I broke away from corporate America and was seeking to find my way to be a solopreneur. And one of the things that I heard was self-made millionaire, that term. And I said, yes, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And I pounded my chest. Yes, I'm going to figure it all out. I'm going to do it all. I'm going to do the copy. I'm going to do the graphics. I'm going to do everything necessary on my own. And what I quickly realized is there's only 24 hours in each day. And if I am not focused on my strengths, if I am not focused in the areas that are simple and easy for me, and yet I'm trying to learn for me, for instance, let me just say graphic design. A, it's going to take me a huge amount of time, effort, energy, stress, frustration to create something that is crappy. And it took all day to do something that at the end looks like crap anyhow. Where if I were to say, hey, here's what I'm looking, I want these specifications. And nowadays we go on to a service such as Fiverr, we go on to the various outsourcing sites that are available and services that are available. Here's exactly what I'm looking for. Go get at it. And we get someone who can take that and with their expertise get us something that is of superb quality very quickly at a small fee. It's much more beneficial. The opportunity cost of me trying to do it at a crappy level that takes all this time, effort, energy, and stress to giving it to someone who is proficient and expert at that level, that it just outweighs the investment. I mean, the value far outweighs it, not to mention the time. So when we examine the self-made millionaire fallacy, basically, because what I found is most of the people who teach self-made millionaire teachings have a team, right? And that fractured my mind and didn't equate to what I felt a self-made millionaire was when I first heard it. Now I see it differently and what they intended it to be, but basically do what you're good at and get others to do what they're good at when you're able to do so. And the quickest way to do that and the best way to do that is through all the various services available today. So in essence, we're only as good as our weakest link. Don't be like I was and pounding my chest saying, yes, if it's going to be, it's up to me. Be like I am now and say, I'm not even going to attempt doing these things that I know I am weak at and it's not the best use of my time. I am going to get clear on what I want as that desired outcome and find the perfect person who's an expert at that who can get me high quality for a minimal investment. And I think it's time that maybe you just answer the initial question here. What is your weakest link? So I created a URL here, thesimplifier.com/weakest link, which just brings you to a quick question I ask, and it's probably good for you to pose that question yourself. Where is my weakest link currently at this stage? Go do that. Might give you some clarity on what the steps are to move forward. And just to give you another idea, so part of that was searching for some people qualified in certain areas, and I went to a site that many friends use. It's called mustget.us/team. That brings you to there. So mustget.us/team. If you're looking for team members, that's a quick, simple way to find proficient people doing what they're good at, keeping you out of the areas you're not good at, therefore not creating that weakest link and sucking up your time, energy, effort, adding to frustration. But in the meantime, go answer that question for yourself, what your weakest link is. thesimplifier.com/weakest link. And I look forward to helping give you some additional clarity to finish this year strongly and strengthen that weakest link so that we can continue to strengthen, in essence, each and every link on the chain for 2019. Hope that's helpful. Make today great. Talk with you soon.